Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Please cast your mind back with me, if you will, to the time when the monarchy began in Israel in the Old Testament. It was a time of great social change and upheaval, for Israelite society, which had been nomadic and shepherding, was now becoming static, and it was concentrating on cultivating land and raising crops. But the high status of the shepherd did not change in over 700 years. From the time the children of Israel entered the promised land under the leadership of Joshua until the destruction of the first temple in 587 BC, the shepherd was still held in highest esteem. In fact, the symbol of the shepherd was so significant that it became the model for the ideal leader among God's people. In Israel, desert regions lay close in proximity to cultivated areas of land. This allowed shepherds to continue to graze their flocks in the deserts, thickets, and forests without disturbing the farmland that developed throughout the mountainous regions of Judea. Shepherds and farmers coexisted happily, and mixed farmholds were common. The youngsters would lead the sheep out to pasture, while the adults would cultivate the land around the towns and the villages. Jeremiah reflects this situation when he writes his angriest of prophecies against Babylon, in which he describes the total annihilation of ordered life. "I will smash Babylon's shepherds and flocks. I will smash your plowmen and teams. So will I repay Babylon and the people of Chaldea for all the wicked things they did to Zion before your eyes, declares the Lord." Jeremiah chapter 51, verses 23 and 5. The same shepherding-farming illustration is used by Jeremiah to describe the blessings that would await God's people when they returned from their exile to Babylon. "He who scattered Israel will gather them and will guard them as a shepherd his flock. They shall come and sing on the heights of Zion, radiant over the bounty of the Lord, over grain and wine and oil, and over sheep and cattle. Their souls shall become like a watered garden, and they shall never sorrow again." Jeremiah 31, verses 10 and 11. These words describe how God intended His people to be guarded and guided by faithful shepherd leaders. Unfortunately, the Bible paints a very ugly picture of those left in charge of God's people. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 8 reads, "The priest no longer asks, 'Where is the Lord?' The guardians of the law ignore me. The shepherds of the people rebel against me. The prophets prophesied in the name of Baal, and they followed gods powerless to help." And in Ezekiel chapter 34, we see a most devastating passage revealing how God's shepherds use their authority to abuse, terrorize, and neglect God's people. But this passage ends with a promise: "I will appoint a single shepherd over them to lead them, my servant David. He shall tend them, and he will be their shepherd for them." Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 24. We know this promised son of David, the shepherd, to be none other than Jesus Christ. Jesus, the incarnate Word of God, born in the city of David, Bethlehem, from David's line, is our good shepherd. "I am the good shepherd, who is willing to die for his sheep. When a hired hand sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and he runs away, because he is not a shepherd and he cares not for his sheep." John chapter 10, verse 11. Jesus Christ is the fulfillment and the culmination of all that God promised to be as Israel's shepherd. "We all, like sheep, have gone astray, each one of us to our own way. But Jesus, the good shepherd, searched for us. and he found us lost sheep. He picks us up, and he carries us on his shoulders, and he brings us home. And when we are under attack from the wolves, lions, and bears in this world, Jesus defends us, and he protects us from all attack. And when we are hungry, thirsty, and unsettled, Jesus leads us to the green pastures, by the still waters, and he causes us to lie down in green pastures. Knowing this, we can boldly confess, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Let us pray. Gracious Good Shepherd, we, your sheep, who so often love to wander off on our own ways, we ask you to come to find us, to deliver us, to defend us, and to save us. For that is why you did come, to be the Good Shepherd of your sheep. Call our name, let us listen, make us follow, and help us to trust always in your word. And we ask this through the name of Christ, our Good Shepherd. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.